Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
To rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their lalum, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In spring we sow at the harvest mow, and that is how the seasons round they go. But of all the times, if choose I may, 'twon't be rambling through the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning, and I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
In winter when the sky is grey, we engine with it our time's away. But in the summer when the sun shines gay, we go rambling through the new mown hay. For
I like to rise when the sun she rises early in the morning. I like to hear them small birds singing merrily upon their laylum, and hurrah for the life of a country boy, and to ramble in the new mown hay.
We'll be right back. crying out for sunshine, still expecting rain. Now we're going nowhere, feelings still remain. Even when you're wrong and I'm right, I couldn't see clearer. Dark clouds in the sky, pulling on my mind. You and I were alive. Once upon a time, on a time, on a time, on a time.
Di Sudan tam soro ko tin galanga fum ne jama kamri jawani kamun gundigi jaman dio ka bisa be jaman dio ka bo banda saaji atal baaji binono on jaro yoro wi kamunandi hayje no dio al waaji binono yemma hun gundigo haya kusu bisa ta kam da dame Hai gogodi gadang gogodi gadang hai bidai bare ne gaba gogodi
gadang gogodi gadang
hai bidai bare ne gaba ada gadam farudira ada kan gadam hudi kuna
gogodi gadang gogodi gadang
I love you, never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Saw her getting off the bus. It seemed to wipe away the years. Her face was older, just a little rough, but her eyes were still so clear. He drank his coffee and he hurried out across before she walked away. Then he approached her like a little child, too scared for what he had to say. Hello, Louise, remember me? Now should we part or stay a while? As if we were still lovers. She took a moment just to recognize the man she'd known so well before. And as he started to apologize, lost any bitterness she bore. She gently put her finger on his lips to let him know she understood. And with her suitcase standing on the floor, embraced him like a lover would. He told Louise, "You look so good. It's just you see, you make me feel as if we were still lovers." They talked for just a little time before she said she had to go. He saw the meeting as a tiny sign that told him all he had to know. And so, Louise waved from the bus, and as she left, she gave that smile as if they were still lovers.
Control it. some people. So what? Man is a louse. Man is a louse.
It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers. And someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone. John Smith felt he was invisible. No one could ever remember his name. His was a face that would never be friendly with fame. In a gathering of three, you'd be hard-pressed to spot him. And when people met him, as soon as he'd gone, they forgot him. John Smith said, what's the matter with me? If this is the land of opportunity, why can't I be famous? Why can't I be a star? 'Cause you don't have to be what they say that you are. Anyone can do it. Anyone can choose to be the number one item on the TV news. So he thought up a plan that would bring him success. He phoned the TV stations and alerted the press. He told them when, he told them where. Midnight, New Year's Eve, Trafalgar Square. Now the time has gone and the time has come for the TV crews and the tabloid scrum and the 20,000 people waiting to see the meaning and solution of this mystery. On the first stroke of midnight, the searchlight's beam lights up John Smith and he's living his dream. On the top of Nelson's column in his Superman gear, he stands on Nelson's shoulders and that raises a cheer. In his Superman cape and his Superman tights, he holds up his name and his name's in lights. And the cameras flash and he's on TV and he cries, look at me, I'm a celebrity. My name will be known now far and wide as a byword for the art of suicide. The crowds gaze up and they hold their breath as John Smith gracefully swallow dives to his death. Everyone's chasing stardom. Everyone's gasping for fame. The young are dying of boredom. The old are dying of shame. No one's want to be someone's. Everyone's racing the clocks. No one's got time for the dumb ones, 'cause they'll never make it on the box. But Betty Ball's passion was shopping, the only time she felt she wasn't ignored. It made her feel valued to buy things she couldn't afford. In her dream she was decked out and sashaying in those fabulous bags, shoes and outfits displayed in shop windows. Betty Ball, leafing through a fashion mag, saw an ad for a black Gucci shoulder bag with Italian leather trim and studs of gold. How Betty Ball longed to possess that shoulder bag that was gonna be on display in the Selfridges sale on New Year's Day as a knockdown price. She just had to acquire her envy-provoking heart's desire, for a black Gucci shoulder bag with matching leather trim would fill her cup of happiness to the brim. Now it's New Year's Eve and at Selfridges store, Betty Ball's camping outside the door, and a mile-long queue has formed behind, and murderous thoughts flit through her mind. For Betty fears, and Betty's sure, that the Gucci shoulder bag is what they're queuing for. At the first stroke of midnight from Trafalgar Square, a cheer floats in on the frosty air. Now the time has come and the time has gone, and it's on your marks and the race is on. For the doors are open and the orderly queue breaks into a flood, and it surges through, and they're pushing and they're shoving, no quarter given. This is what it's like in consumer heaven. Well, one swarm makes for the Gucci display, with a frantic Betty leading the way. She's nearly there, and at her back is the black Gucci shoulder bag hunting pack. But Betty trips as she reaches out and grabs the bag with a triumphant shout. Then she falls and they're all in a sprawling heap, and Betty's at the bottom, buried 10 feet deep. Betty Ball died in a state of grace, with a bag in her hand and a blissful smile on her face. Everyone's shopping for shopping, everyone's buying respect. The price of happiness is dropping, and it's never quite what you expect. Buying's the meaning of earning, so the train can go thundering on. The wheels must never stop turning. Does anyone know where the driver's gone? Cynthia Flower felt fragile. She just got divorced and was feeling her age. She felt that her true self was trapped in a bodily cage, for her body was something she could not adjust to. She looked in the mirror and said, I know now what I must do. For her body naked made Cynthia squirm, droopy and flabby where it used to be firm. She had her mother's nose, which she'd always hated, and her face looked lined and desiccated. So she surfed the net till she found a site that offered an escape route from her plight. It said, see what cosmetic surgery can do to create a new, rejuvenated you. Enhance your breasts, reduce your thighs, remove the carrier bags under your eyes. A facelift, no more sagging skin, remodel your nose, rebalance your chin, a tummy tuck, liposuction, silicone implants, breast reduction. Breasts can now be recreated, and even your nipples relocated. Time and the years may do their worst, but the effects of aging can be reversed. Cynthia Flower was elated at the prospect of being renovated. She took out a loan, for her means were small, and signed up for a thorough overhaul. Now the time has passed and it's 1 year on. The scars have faded and the bruising's gone. It's New Year's Eve and Cynthia Flower is alone and waiting for the midnight hour. Her Botox face is like a disguise. Her streamlined body she doesn't recognise. There's a heart-shaped emptiness at her core. Cynthia doesn't know who she is anymore. Now it's welcome to the new year, and on TV, Superman screams, I'm a celebrity. While Cynthia swallows a bottle of pills and prepares to sleep the sleep that will cure all ills. It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers, and someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone.
The boy stood on the burning deck, but my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
The ballad maker's moon, singing me your sweetest tunes, you whispered, take them all on loan and make them all your own. I made them all my own. The melody, the livelong theme, the everyday note in the dream, an underlying overtone, I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The silver tongues, the hearts of gold, the new directions in the old, the lips that kiss the Blarney Stone, I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The dead King Cole and the spinning wheels, women of iron, brass and steel, who worked their fingers to the bone, I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Your mothers and your planks demand battalions of the also-ran. The goddess that was Greasy Joan, I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Midwinter, whitening windy ridge, the deep end under cinder bridge, where unrequited lovers groan, I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The sacrifices worth the price, the poets of the paradise, whose unimagined words have flown, I made them all my own. I made them all my own. The mirror weeping all alone, the voices on the answer phone, every which way the wind has blown, my friend, I made them all my own. I made them all my own. Apprentice to the ballad trade, seeking no greater accolade, I leave you these few things on loan, I made them all my own. Now make them all your own. I made them all my own. Now make them all your own.
Bogolam, ima mi benguram, bait mi wairibe. Mi wairi onide, yo mi wairi onide, bengore am.
Some fair pretty damsel they do lady, can I carry your basket? Oh, there's eggs in the basket, oh, do take care. And if you should chance to outwalk me, at the halfway house you'll find me later there. So these two young men, they start out a-walking until they come to the halfway house. Oh, landlord, landlord, have you any bacon? For in my basket I've got eggs to fry. So that landlord, he went to the basket, and thinking he got eggs to fry. Oh, say, young man, ain't you mistaken? Oh, for in this basket we've got a child. Up steps this Nancy, oh dearest Nancy, that had taken to bed last Whitsuntide. We got this young child since I came your fancy, so now, gay fiddler, you've got to play. That child's not ours, lovely Nancy. He's no babe of mine, nor no friends beside. But I will take it and kindly treat it if you will say all my money's paid. Oh, that young man went up to the basket. He's kicked it around and around. Oh, since it is done, I will surely pay it. But damn me if I do eat eggs anymore.
My ship up to the harbor. I drew her close where my true love lay, and I drew her close by to her bedroom window to listen to what my love would say. Who's there? Who's there? I will put my ship in order, and I'll set her on the sea. I'll come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me. And slowly, slowly, and slowly, slowly, she came down. But when she had her door unlocked, her true love had both come and gone. And I will put my ship ship in order. I'll set her on the sea, and I'll come up to the harbour where my true love waits for me. My own true love, come back, come to my side. I never grieved you, nor yet deceived you, and I would surely be your bride. The fish shall fly, and the sea dry, and the rocks shall melt, fall in the sun, and the laboring men shall forget their labor if ever I return again. And I will put my ship in order, and I'll set her on the sea. I'll come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me. Put my ship in order, set her on the sea. Come up to the harbor where my true love waits for me.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Medicine man, medicine man. Bush doctor, a bush doctor, medicine man, a medicine man, bush doctor. From all over the world trying to save her, but none of them could save her life. None of them could save her. Only a medicine man, the medicine man, a bush doctor, a bush doctor. Dreadlocks Rasta man, a dreadlocks Rasta man. Save John, and John he lives on. John he lives on to baptize Christ in the River Jordan. And John he lives on. John he lives on to baptize Christ in the River Jordan. And here comes the 12 disciples, all the multitude. And it goes on and it goes on. Yeah. A medicine man, a medicine man, a bush doctor, a bush doctor. Dreadlocks Rasta man, a dreadlocks Rasta man. A medicine man, he's the medicine man. A bush doctor, a bush doctor. Dread
dreadlocks rasta man, a dreadlocks rasta man. Save Mary Ann, he saved Mary Ann. Save her life, he saved her life. Save her life. Only one person could save Mary Ann. Could save Mary Ann. Yeah, the medicine man, the medicine man. A bush doctor, a bush doctor. Dreadlocks rasta man, a dreadlocks rasta man. Medicine man, the medicine man. Doctor, a bush doctor, dreadlocks rasta man, dreadlocks rasta man. He saved Mary Ann, he saved her life, he saved Mary Ann, he saved her life. And Mary Ann lives on, Mary Ann lives on to save John, to save John. And Johnny lives on, Johnny lives on to baptize Christ. Yeah, and it goes on, and it goes on. Yeah, medicine man, medicine man. Bush doctor, bush doctor. Medicine man, medicine man. A bush doctor, dreadlocks rasta man, dreadlocks rasta man. Hey, he saved Mary Ann, he saved Mary Ann, he saved her life. Yes, he saved her life. Jah Rastafari, King Selassie I ever lived in, for sure. He is the medicine man. He is the medicine man. He is the healer man. He is the healer man. Bush doctor, bush doctor, dreadlocks rasta man, dreadlocks rasta man.